Hello, I'm sitting in a coffee house in Cork, Ireland, on a terribly sunny day on the 9th of June 2015. And a lovely man who lives in Texas has asked me to read on Periscope The Little Prince, a chapter from The Little Prince. That wonderful, remarkable story. And I can't do it, meaning that I haven't got a copy of the book with me. So in the meanwhile, before I record and live stream on Periscope the reading of a chapter from The Little Prince, I thought I would read some quotations from it. So I have here, got in front of me, 500 quotations from The Little Prince or something like that. So let me just read you a few of them. And these aren't necessarily the quotes from The Little Prince that I like best, but they're actually chronologically organized on a very useful website by Goodreads. So here we have some quotes by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Exupéry. Yes, he died shortly after writing this book. The book was first published in 1943, and I think he died in a plane crash. So here we go from The Little Prince. And now here is my secret, a very simple secret. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. And another. All grown-ups were once children, but only a few of them remember it. I love that one. I am looking for friends. What does that mean? Tame? It is an act too often neglected, said the fox. It means to establish ties. To establish ties? Just that, said the fox. To me, you are still nothing more than a little boy, who is just like 100,000 other little boys, and I have no need of you. And you, on your part, have no need of me. To you, I'm nothing more than a fox, like 100,000 other foxes. But if you tame me, then we shall need each other. To me, you will be unique in all the world. To you, I shall be unique in all the world. And another. People have forgotten this truth, the fox said. But you mustn't forget it. You become responsible forever for what you've tamed. You're responsible for your rose. Another. It is the time you have wasted for your rose that makes your rose so important. Oh, I love that. It's the time you have wasted for your rose that makes your rose so important. Again. The most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or touched. They are felt with the heart. Another. You alone will have the stars as no one else has them. In one of the stars I shall be living. In one of them I shall be laughing. And so it will be as if all the stars were laughing. When you look at the sky at night, you, only you, will have stars that can laugh. Would you like another? What makes the desert beautiful, said the little prince, is that somewhere it hides a well. More. It is such a mysterious place, the land of tears. I'll read you three more. Well, I must endure the presence of a few caterpillars if I wish to become acquainted with the butterflies. Oh, I love butterflies. It reminds me so much of JN2N, Yana. So much it does. People where you live, the little prince said, grow 5,000 roses in one garden. Yet they don't find what they're looking for. They don't find it, I answered. And yet what they're looking for could be found in a single rose, or a little water. Of course, I answered. And the little prince added, but eyes are blind, you have to look with the heart. And the last one. You're beautiful, but you're empty. One couldn't die for you. Of course, an ordinary passerby would think my rose looked just like you. But my rose, all on her own, is more important than all of you together, since she's the one I've watered. Since she's the one I put under glass. Since she's the one I sheltered behind the screen. Since she's the one for whom I killed the caterpillars, except the two or three butterflies. Since she's the one I listened to when she complained, or when she boasted, or even sometimes when she said nothing at all. Since she's my rose. So there we have a sort of introduction to The Little Prince. I can't think how long it is since I read it, and I can't think of how much of it I've forgotten and been left with an unforgettable memory of a wonderful story. Okay, Paul O'Mahony in Filter Coffee in Cork, wishing you a very, very good day. And especially Rev BJ. Bye-bye. Cheerio.